so much of our reporting and understanding of North Korea is from a Western context. At the very least, it would have to be from an Eastern Soviet context, but you have to combine that with, you know, Far East Asia and all these other elements, feudalism, to get a good understanding. So most of these philosophies are completely foreign in every sense to the American mindset or and the Western mindset at large. So it makes it very, very hard for the typical person to have any idea of what's going on over there, other than the fact that it looks really weird to our senses.
This must have been a lot of fun for you to write and discuss as you were putting it together.
Oh, it was not fun in the slightest. The backstory to creating this book was nightmarish. I went to Pyongyang, I got armfuls of the propaganda, and I slogged through all of these communist texts, and they are so tedious and mind-numbing, it's almost impossible to describe, and repetitive, of course. So I had to read 60 books to get a kind of a view of how North Koreans see themselves, how, you know, Kim Jong-il's presented there, and then to adapt it in a palatable way in a first-person perspective. So if you feel that it seems fun, then I've done my job, because it certainly wasn't. I highly recommend people read Dear Reader so that they don't have to do the hard work that I did, because I assure you these books are not interesting in the original.
Well, I guess all these volumes trumps Mao's little red book.
Yeah. Well, clearly having a 3-volume book on the Juche idea is far superior than a little red one, right? They don't have a little red book. They have many, many big green books and blue books and every color you would like.
We've heard so many stories of people visiting Pyongyang and being told Kim Jong-il discovered this, created that.
Yeah, well, some of those stories are actually true. For example, there's a very famous story that people in the West make fun of that says that Kim Jong-il invented the hamburger. What the actual claim was is that Kim Jong-il introduced the hamburger to North Korea. And in fact, when you are an absolute dictator, anything that happens in the country is only going to be by virtue of your privilege. So it's a fact that he introduced the hamburger in North Korea. Anything that happens in North Korea is a function of his giving the green light to it.
Now, I was reading the back cover, and one of the bullet points was how he can shrink time. What's that about?
This is my favorite story, because in the literature, they claim that Kim Jong-il can shrink time, and it's absolutely true that he can shrink time, and this is what they mean by it. He's at a conference, and there's a speaker speaking, and he's listening to the speaker, and he's, you know, filling out some forms, and people are interrupting him to ask for his opinion on things. And at one point, the speaker stops, and Kim Jong-il says, "Why are you stopping?" And the speaker says, "Well, you're doing these other things." And Kim Jong-il says, "I can do all these things at once. I can shrink time." And everyone's shocked. And when I told this story to my friend, she goes, "Does he mean multitasking?" And yes, that is exactly what he means. And apparently, Kim Jong-il is the only person in North Korea who's capable of doing more than one thing at once.
What were some of the other interesting facts, if you will, that you came across as you were putting this together?
I talk about this in the book. When he was in middle school, he was able to, you know, take apart a bus and put it back together. He can read at the superhuman levels, and he's just capable, when he was in kindergarten, of doing kind of higher level calculus sort of calculations. So he is a boy wonder, that's for sure. And but for him, you know, the claim goes, North Korea would you know, be going to hell.
And apparently his first outing at golf was very good, too.
Yeah, well, a lot of these Western stories that have permeated here have not been in the North Korean propaganda, because golf is a Western game. And according to the North Korean ideology, the Juche idea, anything foreign is bad. They want Korean sports for Koreans. They want Korean magic tricks, Korean gymnastics, all these other things. So they never make references to things like golf or basketball, for example, or even Western films.
Interesting, given the fact that Kim Jong-il was quite a movie buff, into Western culture of all sorts.
Yes, as I talk about in Dear Reader, Kim Jong-il's first big accomplishment in North Korea was remaking their movie industry, and in fact, remaking all their arts. And very famously in their literature, he sits down with the producers who were working at the time when he was charged with remaking the movie industry, and he said, "We have to throw out all these Western ideas, and all movies have to be about glorifying the great leader Kim Il-sung and the revolution." And you can imagine what it must be like for a nation where entertainment all has the same premise, which is North Korea is great, Kim Il-sung is great, and the outside world is ready to attack us at any moment. And as soon as we let our guard down, you know, we'll be decimated and destroyed.
What an interesting change it has been to have his son, who wasn't even his eldest son, take over. He let things in very publicly, like basketball and Dennis Rodman.
It's very unusual. In 1994, when Kim Jong-il took over as the leader after his father's death, his campaign slogan literally was, "Do not expect any change from me." His promise, perhaps the first politician in history, is, "I will stay the course absolutely and in every way." And in fact, one of the reasons we know that Kim Jong-un was given the leadership role over his two elder brothers is that he also promised to stay the course. I think it's a function of his youth that he's willing to kind of allow in these Western influences, because not only is North Korea the most xenophobic country on Earth, it is also the most homogenous country on Earth. So they are virulently racist in all their views, and they condemn South Korea for ruining the Korean blood by interbreeding with us evil Westerners.
There's truth and absurdity, and then putting it into the first person just nails it.
Yeah, I have him almost be this kind of like Milton Satan, very seductive figure, because at the beginning you're laughing at him, at his ridiculousness, and the later it gets, once you're kind of on the hook, you realize this isn't funny at all. And when you have someone boasting in the same tone about his great math skills and later boasting about public executions and concentration camps, and you realize this is happening right now. We laugh at their antics, but part of these antics are the worst human rights abuses for the last 100 years. It's really kind of a transition ride I take the reader on. And if they want to go to KimJongIlBook.com, you can read the first chapter for yourself and see where I'm going with this.